In this topic, we face one of the most important realities in Christian marriage growth. You married a sinner in process. That sentence is not meant to insult your spouse. It is meant to tell the truth. And it also applies to you. Marriage brings two embodied souls together before God. Each person brings a body, a story, a family background, habits, desires, wounds, expectations, fears, and sins. Marriage does not erase those realities. In many ways, marriage reveals them. Before marriage, a person may imagine, "Once I am loved, I will be happy," or "Once I am married, I will not feel lonely," or "If I marry the right Christian person, everything will work naturally." But Christian marriage is not built on fantasy. It is built on covenant, grace, repentance, forgiveness, truth, and growth. Your spouse is not your savior. Your spouse is not the Holy Spirit. Your spouse cannot complete what only Christ can redeem. This is where many marriages begin to struggle. A husband expects his wife to always understand him. A wife expects her husband to always notice what she needs. One spouse expects romance to stay effortless. The other expects conflict to disappear. Then disappointment grows. Small irritations become accusations. Ordinary weaknesses feel like betrayal. The Bible gives us a more honest foundation. Romans 3 teaches that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That includes the person you married. That includes the person your spouse married. But the gospel does not leave us in despair. In Christ, sinners can confess, repent, forgive, repair, grow, and become more faithful over time. A Christian marriage does not grow because two perfect people found each other. It grows because two imperfect people keep bringing their lives before God. This does not mean ignoring harm. It does not mean excusing cruelty, abuse, addiction, deception, or repeated betrayal. Sin must be named honestly. Repentance must become visible. Trust must be rebuilt with wisdom. But it does mean that ordinary marriage disappointment should be handled with humility. Your spouse will have weaknesses. So will you. Your spouse will need grace. So will you. Your spouse will need correction. So will you. Marriage growth begins when both people stop asking, "Why aren't you everything I imagined?" and begin asking, "Lord, how are you forming us in truth and love?" You married a sinner in process, and your spouse did too. That truth can humble you, steady you, and open the door to deeper grace.